Sarah and Tennille?
What's going on here?
I don't know, but this guy just moved in this song. He literally said move. Said move.
I'm sorry, I gotta get it back together.
Okay, let's get it together. That was Reverend Horton Heat. Now, he's not a preacher. Okay. That's his stage name. Unfortunately, he just wrapped up his tour.
Oh,
so
no.
you just missed his tour.
I'm sorry.
But
about that.
He's talking about meat. He's saying eat steak.
You just blew my mind with that song. So you never know on Bring It Home with
no,
Sarah
you don't.
What you're gonna hear.
You don't. I love a good musical journey, and
you just took us on one.
I did. So we had Memorial Day.
Yes.
A lot of our listeners might have eaten a steak over the weekend. I don't know. I had an anniversary weekend. Lots of people have had graduations, and you know, June will be here. Thursday.
Literally.
And so we've got Father's Day coming up, wedding season. So lots of people are going to be eating steaks.
And June is actually National Steakhouse Month. So,
I love it. I love a good steak. I know you do too, don't you?
I do. And I feel like the stars are aligning for us to eat.
I tell you what. And so, you know, we're going to talk about visiting some upscale steakhouses, a little etiquette.
Okay.
So when we go to fine restaurants, that, you know, a lot of us eat steak, but we don't always go to the upscale places.
No, I'm not ever.
So we want to get our etiquette together. We're going to talk about some steakhouse don'ts.
Okay.
So this is going to be a lot of fun.
When I do get to go.
Yeah, even when you do get to go, here's some don'ts.
I want to be ready.
So this is going to be fun for us. And the first thing we need to do is check the dress code. Now, we're used to just throwing on some jeans and going to one of our chain steakhouses, and that's a lot of fun.
Right.
But we just need to make sure before we show up that we don't need to have on something a little more fancy. Because in the larger cities especially, they may have a certain dress code for diners.
I've actually been to I just said I'd never been to a fancy restaurant, but I have.
Look at you!
I know. The dress code reminded me.
Uh-huh.
When we were in New Orleans several years ago, we went to a really fancy restaurant, and the men had to wear coat and ties, and the women had to wear dresses.
Right.
It was fun to dress up. I've never done that before.
Yes. So you don't usually dress like that when you run to your local steakhouse chain and eat.
Or to my patio and my husband's grill.
No, you definitely don't dress like that. Most places, casual or business casual is fine, but you just need to make sure before you show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So don't show up without checking the dress code.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Also, you don't want to go without making sure that you know what to do with all the silverware that's going to be on the table in front of you.
Okay. At home, you got one fork, one knife,
and
you use it for everything.
Yes. But typically, just, you know, heads up, you work from the in, like from the outside in.
Outside in is how we usually do it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So that just kind of gives you, you know, something
just remember,
to work with.
Start on the outside and work your way in.
All right. So, because there are silverware for the salad.
Yes. And if you have appetizers, and you may go to a multi-course place. And
right.
Yes. There may be a soup.
A shrimp fork.
Yes. And it's fun. So, but you don't want to be there and like, I'm not sure what to do.
And you can look this up. You can look things up on the internet and just kind of familiarize yourself. You know, you may not have 15 forks, but you might.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? Don't go without researching.
Yeah, just take a quick look and make sure you're ready.
Okay.
But always, outside in.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you something that I violate constantly, but don't pick your menu up off the table.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Here's an etiquette rule at fine restaurants. Your menu should touch the tablecloth at all times. So you should lay it flat while you're reading it. Now, if you've got some vision challenges, this might be difficult.
That, maybe.
And think about the fancy restaurants. Many times it's dimly lit.
Yeah. I mean, I would have trouble.
So you're trying to read the menu without picking it up from the table. But that is frowned upon.
I didn't know that. I had learned something today.
So, okay, what we could do, we could go to their website and maybe look at the menu
ahead of time,
which most of us kind of do that anyway.
Yeah, check a place out.
When we're going somewhere that we've never been, but you're not supposed to pick your menu
up. Or your dining companion can help you too. I'm trying to use these fancy words.
Or you could just pick the menu up, but don't pick your menu up.
Yes. Well, the next tip is a rule that we should follow anyway when we are eating. And I know it's a rule at my house, whether like we're home or in a restaurant, but we're not going to put our arms and elbows on the table.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't want to slouch. We want to sit up. We should do those things anyway.
We should. We should.
But especially if you're all fancied up and you have 15 forks to pick from.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We want to practice proper table etiquette, especially when we're at a fun place, a fancy place with people that, you know, we're enjoying their company.
Yes. Okay. I've got another don't. Don't order a well-done steak at a fancy steakhouse. Now, just follow me here for a second. So, for a steak, 145 degrees Fahrenheit internally is the safe temperature to eat it. Okay?
Yeah.
So, typically, you order your steak not well
not
done.
Not well done. Well, that's not a problem for me and you.
We don't want a well done steak. A lot of people want their meat well done.
Right.
And I'm going to say this. It's your money and it's your food.
Yeah. How are you going to eat it?
You're paying at this expensive restaurant. But just know that you may get a strange look when you order your steak well done.
Yeah. And that's okay.
That's okay.
You can live with that.
Yes. But it is a don't.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
Yes.
Another don't is to not ask for steak sauce or ketchup, especially if you haven't even tried the meat yet. You may ask for, like, do they have something in-house that pairs well, you know, with your not well done steak.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have some kind of, I don't know, some kind of garlic sauce
or an
au jus that they recommend or something like that. But to say, you know, can you bring me the 57 or the A1, that is offensive in a fancy restaurant.
Right. And because the point there is to really enjoy the flavor of the meat itself.
Now, I don't struggle with this.
I don't even.
But I know a lot of people do. Some of them live in my house. But again, I'm going to go back to it's your money.
Right.
It's your food. So if you can deal with the judgment.
Then go for it.
Go ahead.
Ask for that steak sauce.
Yes. Go ahead and get what you need to get so that you can enjoy your food.
Yeah.
Now, I violate this don't all the time. I'm just going to say that. But I'm going to share it with you because it's the truth. Don't cut your steak pieces all at once.
Okay.
You are supposed to cut one piece and enjoy that piece.
Okay.
Then cut one more piece and enjoy that piece.
One piece at a time.
One piece at a time. And I am notorious for cutting. I don't cut the whole thing, but I may cut maybe three pieces and enjoy those.
I mean, I probably do that too. I don't. For myself, I guess I got in the habit when my kids are younger, I would just cut it all up for them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I've got to get, you know, if I'm going fancy, I need to take that.
Well, we're trying to get the work out of the way so we can enjoy the food, you know, but we're not supposed to do that. And actually, that goes for any kind of food that we're eating. Okay. It's not just a steak. So if you're cutting up chicken or anything else, you're supposed to do one piece at a time.
Well, I guess you really get to savor it then. You know, take your time. Because you should slow down and eat and enjoy the food, not rush through it.
You should. And this is going to make you do just that. So we're cutting one bite at a time.
Okay.
Okay.
That one I can get behind.
Okay. I'm going to have to do better with that one.
And the next tip that we found was, like, to me, kind of a given, but, you know, everybody eats their food differently, but we should never touch our steak with our hands. It should only be touched with our utensils. Okay, so I don't typically pick my steak up and eat it with my fingers, but, you know, kids may do that kind of thing, whatever, but we want to just use our utensils.
Or if they've got a steak with a bone attached, then, you know, it gets sometimes kind of tricky to, you know, detach the meat from the bone.
Just follow etiquette rules.
Yes, yes, yes. We can't do that. Now, okay, this one is going to get kind of weird, but I have to share it with you.
Okay.
You know how even at the finest of restaurants, you're going to bite into your steak and there's going to be a gristly piece that you cannot eat.
I'm with you.
Don't want to swallow.
Yes.
Okay? So you need to get it out of your mouth. typically, what do?
Put it in the napkin.
We take our napkin and try to just, you know, without anybody noticing, be discreet and take it out. That is not what we're supposed to do.
Oh, Tennille.
Don't use your napkin to remove a piece of steak from your mouth. The correct way to do it, you're supposed to remove it discreetly with your fingers, and then it goes in the upper left-hand corner of your plate.
Okay, I can't get on board with this.
It's upper left, and any other thing, any other piece of meat that you're not going to eat or any piece of food, it also goes in the upper left. So if I'm eating a bone-in steak, the bone part goes in the upper left.
I have no problem with that.
Everything goes to the upper left.
But I'm not on board with partially chewed food being on my plate.
Well, where do you want to put it?
In my napkin. So give me another napkin.
Right. Is that appropriate? And it is appropriate to ask the waiter discreetly for an additional napkin.
Okay. That, I can handle that.
Then you may place it into the napkin. But you can't spit it into the napkin.
No, that's fine.
You've still got to take it out with your fingers and put it on your plate. Okay. And then you may wrap it in the napkin.
Okay. Okay. I can do that one. I'm on the struggle bus. I want to be appropriate when I get a chance to go to another fancy place.
Don't put it in your napkin.
You know, and another, I think really the last couple that we're going to talk about are really just true etiquette that we should be practicing all the time at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the conversation at the table, it shouldn't be inappropriate and it shouldn't be overly loud. I can't stand when I go to a restaurant and there's a table next to us and I can hear everything they're saying and it's loud and obnoxious. Like, it takes away from your dining experience.
Right.
You know, so we don't want to disturb other people, and we also want to keep the conversation at our personal table appropriate and, you know, light.
Yes.
Where you can enjoy your meal and the company.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because when you go to a fancy place like this, let's face it, you're spending extra money. It's not your everyday experience. And, you know, you want it to be enjoyable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I can see the need to do that. Yeah. So another thing that I've done wrong in the past, if you need to get up at any point during your meal, you don't put your napkin on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because your napkin's in your lap, you've been eating. When I'm getting ready to get up, I would lay my napkin on the table. You don't do that.
Okay.
You fold it and lay it across your chair while you're gone.
Okay.
And then when you return, you pick it up out of the chair, sit down, and put it back on your lap.
That makes sense to me.
It does make sense. I just never thought about it.
Yeah. Okay. That's one I could definitely get behind.
Yeah.
I'm big on napkins in your lap, elbows off the table, appropriate discussions at the table.
Yes.
So yes, I can get behind that. Now, this last tip that you gave me, I'm just not so sure I can get on board with it either.
Okay.
But probably because it goes against what we grew up hearing, right? Is to not eat every single bite.
And why do we not need to eat every bite at a fancy place?
Apparently, this indicates that you did not receive enough food. I don't get it. See, to me, like, a clean plate means, man, this was so good.
It means
I enjoyed it.
It means that this was amazing.
Yes. Yes, like when you fix food for people and they eat it all. Like,
yeah, it makes me feel good.
Yeah, so this one I'm struggling with.
I don't sit here and think, oh, well, I should have made more.
Yeah, if there's still food on their plate, I'm thinking they didn't like that. It doesn't taste good.
Yeah, know? I violated this rule.
Me too.
There's two or three on here that I violated.
And I'm probably going to keep violating that one.
Yeah, because, again, you paid a pretty penny to be here. And let's just say at most expensive restaurants, the portion sizes aren't huge.
Yeah, so and I want to so enjoy it and eat it all.
It's your money. Eat that last bite if you want it.
There you go. I'm with you. 100%.
So I don't know if we'll ever be the etiquette experts at fine steakhouses, but hopefully we've given you some things to think about. So if you do go out, you know,
exactly,
you make some better decisions.
You can think about it.
You can think about it while you're breaking the rules.
Thank you all. This was fun. I like it.
Thank you for tuning in. In the words of Bob Marley, I knew he had the rules down pat.
I'm sure.
I bet he knew all the etiquette, but that doesn't mean he followed them all. But he would still want us to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
We will see you all in June.